Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Josefstadt, Vienna's smallest but arguably most upper-class inner district. It may have a dull reputation, but as Monocle's Alexei Korolev shows, there's a lot more to it than you might expect.
Contrary to popular belief, there's more to Viennese cuisine than schnitzel and apple strudel, although the locals do seem to have a particular predilection for those too. And even the most formidably bourgeois parts of the city can take you by surprise. Take Josefstadt, for example, the 8th district. Full of Josefstadt Frauen, theatre-going, frumpish old ladies with expensive tastes, you wouldn't think it's got anything exciting on offer. Well, you'd be wrong. Let me take you on a little tour. We'll kick off in traditional style, well, semi-traditional. At the beginning of Josefstädtestrasse, the district's main thoroughfare, you'll find Café Alice, a hallowed Viennese coffee house with a mandatory wainscoting and dusty sofas, but it's different from the other Kaffeehäuser. Most waiters here are not grumpy Austrians, but friendly migrants, a fine answer to the rise of xenophobia and racism in the country. The top floor of the Eilis building is occupied by Mihail Haneke, the Oscar-winning film director. He's said to come down every now and again for a sip of coffee. I advise you to do the same, and you can have some goddamn schnitzel and strudel here too. But don't linger too long, there's more ahead. Let's head up Josefstädtestrasse. Near the intersection with Lange Gasse, there's Nola, a new rock market Italian joint. Stylish interior and wholesome Italian food, even a stuck-up Josefstadt Frau wouldn't say no to that. Italy, especially northern Italy, is still considered by many Austrians as part of the Austrian realm, a piece of their lost empire, and Italian food is balm for them. Once at Lange Gasse, take a left and go all the way to the end of the street. You are now in Lerchenfeldstrasse. This is where things get really interesting. Lerchenfeldstrasse has a bit of everything, from arguably the best ice cream parlor in the city, Gelato, to Vietnamese, to Thai, to Lebanese, to Persian food, but its strongest point is perhaps fish restaurants. Goldfish and Konoba are especially recommended, the latter also serving Dalmatian meat specialties with names I can't pronounce. This street is Vienna at its multicultural best. It's even home to some of Austria's infamous far-right student fraternities. But even those guys like a bit of pho, followed by a pint. This multiculturalism is brought to its logical conclusion in the 25-hours hotel at the foot of Lerchenfeldstrasse. Part of a Hamburg-based hotel chain, it's got one of the best rooftop bars in all of Vienna. And for the peckish, there's the 1500 Foodmakers restaurant downstairs, which again serves Italian, and is famous for its Sicilian vegetable stew. Josefstadt is only dull and uninteresting at first glance. You need but look. And hey, I live here, and I like it. For Monocle in Josefstadt, I'm Alexei Korolev.
This has been episode number 106 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Alexei for the tour in Vienna's Josefstadt. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.